Welcome everybody to another guided meditation. Okay, I think today's guided meditation, it's going to be about metta, this feeling of loving kindness, of gentleness, of acceptance. Okay, so know that for 10 days in living close, proximity with 50, 60 other people, a certain amount of irritation starts to arise. People making too much noise. Room is making too much noise. It's too hot, too cold, or whatever. So a little metta, a little kindness, acceptance, gratitude will help smooth, help kind of grease the wheel of 60 people living together. Okay? And this is kind of, it's like the, candy for the mind. It's the sweets. It keeps everything enjoyable. But there's no after effect, there's no cavities. The more metta you can do, the more gentle things become, the better the experience is. Okay? So with most meditation, first we start with the posture. Right? You want to be kind to the body. Again, a posture that is comfortable, something you can hold for the next 35, 40 minutes. Let me set my alarm clock. Okay, and it's also with metta, it's more discursive, it's saying things to ourselves, trying to train the mind to incline towards a certain direction. Say, may all beings be well, may all beings be happy. And there's different type of metta meditation. This morning, I'm going to do what's called the different categories. You start out with the object that is easiest to arouse this feeling of friendliness, feeling of compassion and kindness, right? Myself, it's my parents, or your teacher, could be a pet, a partner, a friend. So start out with the person that's easiest to arouse this feeling of care and compassion towards. And then you progressed to the next stage. Only when you feel that this warmth in your chest starts to build up, this feeling of kindness, of brightness in the mind starts to build up. Once that is stable, then you go to the next category, which is a person you don't know so well, person that you're close to, but not your best friend. Like a friend, a mutual acquaintance, person you work with. And then once that is stable and bright, then you go to the next category of persons that, a stranger, person you just meet on the street, somebody you barely know at all. With people on this retreat you see, but you haven't talked to, you don't know what their story is. And then once that is stable, feeling this, just generate this feeling of kind of acceptance, of a feeling this is an utter privilege just to be in their presence, wishing them happiness, success, all the things that you want for yourself. When that is stable, then you go to the person, the last category, and only go there once the mind is bright and stable. And that category is a person you're having difficulty with, a person you had a disagreement with, could be an ex-partner, could be someone at work, difficult boss, also wishing them wellness and happiness and well-being, wishing them much health, success, feeling of ease, freedom from anxieties and worries, offer them the very thing that we also want. And like I said, once we can accept what metta does, it's just going to increase our tolerance level. For most of us, we have kind of inner circle. This is, my friends and my loved ones, and everybody else is outside. With metta, we're trying to increase that circle to embrace more and more beings, more and more situations around us, where when we really practice it on a regular basis, we can accept all beings, not just the people that we love and respect and cherish, but everybody else as well that we come in contact with. And not just human beings, could be, you know, animals, things around us, could be situations that we'd rather not be in as well. But you find that with metta, it has this kind of glow, this softness that can hold people and things in this warm glow of acceptance, warm glow of nourishment. Just as a mother looks with her loving eyes for her only child, with complete patience, complete, you know, utter affection, infinite, unbounded. Okay, so that's roughly. And with metta, it's a case of, you know, fake it until you make it. In the beginning, it's very unnatural because we're kind of conditioned to criticize, to find fault with things around us. So it feels a bit unnatural, but with anything, the more we do it, the more we say to ourselves, then the easier it becomes. And then the easier you find the mind starts to open up, to embrace things instead of kind of harden and to fight and keep things out. We find this ability to allow things in, situations, people, whatever. Okay? So now, we set up a posture. Then we close our eyes. We would bring awareness inside of our body for a few minutes. First thing is to have loving kindness for the body. To do a quick body sweep. Kind of connect with your body part from the top of your head down to your feet. Then to soothe and to relax any tight or tense areas that you come across. Maybe the muscles in your face sometimes becomes tight. Your neck or your shoulder areas or your back. Whatever it is, just to connect with it and to breathe out any tightness or tension that you notice. Allow it to fade away under your kind and care attention. Once the body is fairly settled, then we turn our attention to the mind. Say to ourselves, may I be well, may I be happy. May I be blessed with good health, strength, and vitality. May be free from worries and anxieties, free from depression and darkness of mind. May I also be blessed with good health. May I have the good fortune to achieve all my goals and desires. May I always meet with success in whatever I do. But also may I have the patience to endure the obstacles, the difficulties that appears in my life from time to time. May I always learn from the trials and tribulations in life. Just to focus on the area in the middle of your chest, to relax in. Notice any warmth starts to appear. May I accept me for who I am, all my mistakes, my unskillful actions in the past, but also may I go forward, always inclining my mind towards wholesome states, towards generosity, forgiveness, and letting go. If you're a visual person, you can pick up a picture of your parents, your partner, your children, whichever is easiest to generate this feeling of friendliness, of kindness, of caring. May my parents be well and happy. May they be blessed with good health, with strength and vitality. You can substitute the own people in your own mind. May they be free from worries and anxieties, free from negative states of mind. May they live in peace and harmony within themselves and the people around them. can visualize your loved ones with gentle smiles on their face. Smiles of peace and contentment. May they have the good fortune to achieve all their goals. May they always meet with success in whatever they do. Also, may they have the patience and the wisdom to endure the obstacles and the difficulties that appears in life from time to time. May they learn from their mistakes. From time to time, focus on this warmth glow in the middle of your chest. See the fire of metta starts to grow, become stronger. Once the feeling of friendliness, of care and compassion is palpable, strong and stable, then you can move to the next category of a friend or acquaintance that you may not be so close with. May he also be well and happy. He or she be well and happy. May they be blessed with good health, strength, and vitality. If you're visual, you can picture this person in your mind's eye, with smiles of peace and contentment on their face. May they live in peace and harmony within themselves and the people around them. May they be free from worries and anxieties, free from depression and all negative states of mind. May they have the good fortune to achieve all their goals and always meet with success in whatever they do. And also may they have the patience to endure obstacles and difficulties that appears in their life from time to time. May they have the wisdom to learn from their mistakes. You're a feeling person, you could notice the warmth in your chest to increase, to grow. Or if you're a visual person, you can also notice the brightness in the mind. It becomes brighter. It starts to expand, to feel your whole mind. The warm glow of metta. Once that is strong and stable, you move to the next category of people. Say, the people in this room, may all meditators in this room be well and happy. May they be blessed with good health, strength, and vitality, and long life. May they be free from anxieties and worries, free from depression and confusion in their lives. May they live in peace and harmony within themselves, their family, and the communities around them. You can visualize different people's faces with gentle smiles on their face. The good fortune to achieve other goals. May they always meet with success in whatever they do. Also might have the patience to endure obstacles and difficulties that appear in life from time to time. But also may they have the wisdom to learn from life, to learn from the mistakes, once this feeling of friendliness, of loving kindness is strong and stable, firm, then you can progress the last category of people. Person that you may have an argument with early in the week, persons which may have irritated you earlier today, the person who you haven't gotten along with for many, many years, may they also be well and happy. May they be blessed with good health, strength, vitality, and a long life. May they learn to live in peace and harmony within themselves, within their family, and the wider community. May they have the good karma to always meet with success, to achieve all their goals, whatever that might be. But also may they have the strength and the courage to endure the obstacles and difficulties that appear in their life from time to time. Most of all, may they have the wisdom to learn from the mistakes, to always have this inclination towards goodness, towards kind and compassion. You can continue the dialogue in silence to yourself, or you can visualize different people's faces that you know, and focus this feeling of caring, feeling of unconditional acceptance towards them. This feeling of well-wishing. Few more minutes before the meditation session ends. So now is the time to reflect on the experience. What happened the last 40 minutes? How does it feel to generate this feeling of friendliness, kindness and caring towards yourself and the people around you? How did your mind react to this intention of acceptance, of kindness? Was it easy, or was it there's some difficulties or blockages? To know what metta feels like in the mind, this gentle, warm glow in your body and your mind. The gong 3 times. When the third gong has faded away, please open your eyes and come out of the meditation. Questions or comments? Yes?
Do you think of one person at a time or like a group?
Usually one person, I visualize one person at a time. Yeah. But you can visualize a group as well. With my parents, yeah, sometimes they come as a pair. Parents or relatives or something.